One of the big costs that most families will be looking at week to week is the cost of childcare. And with reports coming out that more than a third of Australian families are paying twice as much for childcare now as they are spending on food, which is a bit of a concern, and the bills just keep getting put back and paid later and later. Somebody who has some thoughts on that is the Acting Executive Director of The Parenthood, Nicole Lessio. And Nicole joins us at the moment. Good morning, Nicole. The rising cost of childcare, it's a bit of a concern for families, isn't it?
It really is, Mark. Thanks for having me on this morning. Unfortunately, parents are really suffering. It's a huge impost on the family budget. And unfortunately, wages aren't rising to match it.
Well, we all like a little bit more in our pay packet every week. Now, there have been some changes passed through Parliament, but they're not going to be around until a year from now. Can you just take us through what those changes are and how they will benefit families?
There's some great changes that have been put through the Parliament that will benefit families. Things like taking the rebate cap off so that parents who are earning a combined income of under $185,000 can actually just keep getting a rebate for their childcare. But unfortunately, it doesn't come into effect until 1 July next year, and a lot of families are going to hit that rebate cap any time from January, and then they're paying full fees for childcare, which is a really big cost in their budget.
And the change is not coming in for a while after that. Look, for those who may have had kids a while ago and aren't sort of in that space anymore, what sort of cost are families really paying on childcare at the moment?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, childcare used to be cheaper, of course, and it used to be that that wages were higher in proportion to them. So, unfortunately, childcare costs have doubled in real terms since 2002. So, even myself, I've got a 17-year-old down to a 5-year-old. The 5-year-old goes to childcare, and it is costing us a huge percentage of our income compared to what it was when the 17-year-old went to childcare. So, I know a lot of people think, childcare, it never used to cost me that much. Why is everybody whining? Well, unfortunately, those costs have gone up, and parents are really paying through the nose, and it's causing issues in their families.
What has caused the cost of childcare to rise through the roof? Is there some specific things that we can point out there, Nicole?
I think one of the things specifically is around property prices. So, of course, if a childcare centre wants to position themselves in a particular spot, either they have to purchase that spot or they're having to rent it, and that's costing quite a lot more than it would have, 15, 20 years ago. So those costs, of course, then have to get passed on to the families that use that service. So that's a massive cost. We know that quality has really increased, and that's fantastic. We really are excited about the quality early learning education that children are getting, because the 0 to 5 years are really important. But that does push up the cost as well. So all those things combining makes it really tough for families to sort of keep their budgets in check.
Look, we know families are hurting with this and a lot of other factors too, Nicole. Are there some things that were, from your point of view, you'd like to see change-wise so that we can perhaps relieve the pressure a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing, of course, is that those changes to the rebate cap don't come in until the 1st of July 2018. Now, there's a lot of changes that are coming through that need some real infrastructure behind them as far as, computer programming and that kind of thing. But one thing that doesn't need a huge amount of effort behind it is that rebate cap. So if that could be pushed back to January 1, bring it forward and ease that pain for families, that's a really easy, quick thing that the government can do. Yes, it's costly, but we think it's worth it because pet families are really suffering. And the other thing, of course, is around those rents and those property prices. So I know there's some councils like the City of Sydney and I think Geelong that are doing some work on actually giving rental subsidies to people who are wanting to operate childcare centres. So those kind of things are really important, those incentives. They come with conditions, of course, to make sure that kids from low socioeconomic areas can get really great early learning education. But I think that's a really important thing that councils can do to make it easier for childcare centre operators to work in those areas.
Yeah, some great things there if we get them underway. And of course, I think you mentioned what government's doing something quick and easy. That doesn't happen ever.
Well, it's still costly. So quick and easy, yes, but costly. So, you can take a little bit off the $50 billion in business cuts and you can put it towards childcare. I think families would be really happy with that.
I'm sure they would, Nicole. Look, thank you for your time discussing that with us this morning.
Thanks so much, Mark.
From The Parenthood, the Acting Executive Director, Nicole Lessio, talking about the rising cost of childcare. And boy, is it on the rise. 2NURFM, 103.7.